On the line now with Dave Thomas with the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Dave, okay, you're preparing for what appears to be a major snow event. It's still somewhat out in the future. How certain is it that it's going to be that major of an event right now?
We are almost near certain that this event will be unfolding through the early part of this week. We're looking for a strong cold front to cross our area here this afternoon. And behind that, we'll have lake effect snow developing off of Lake Erie and producing quite a significant amount of snow across western New York here through the next several days.
Now, Dave, when it comes to these snow events, especially when we're talking lake effect snow, location is so key. Right now, the way it looks, who is going to be getting the snow and how much?
Correct. The band of snow coming off of Lake Erie will be very narrow, and it will be bringing 1 to 2 feet of snow to areas downwind of Lake Erie, with the locations just south of the Buffalo Airport, across central Erie County, and towards the south towns, Boston Hills, as being the areas that will likely see the greater amounts of snowfall from this event through Wednesday.
If your projections hold according to plan, what about the city of Buffalo itself? How much snow for the city of Buffalo?
The city of Buffalo is looking to have right around a foot of snow, with the greatest totals on the south side of the city, with lesser totals on the north side of the city. And again, the location is kind of important, as the band will be a narrow gradient as far as people that have a lot of snow versus locations that receive much less snow.
And then if we look maybe just a little north of the city, what are the snow expectations there?
Across the north towns and across getting towards Niagara County and Orleans County, looking for our snowfall totals ranging from just a few inches near the Lake Ontario shoreline and across much of Niagara and Orleans County, up towards half a foot to 1 foot as you get closer towards the locations that are near the Buffalo Airport, Kenmore, Amherst, and out towards Clarence.
And then finally, what about driving conditions as we move through today? Even this morning, we did see some precipitation.
The driving conditions today will largely be okay. We do have the light snow falling across much of western New York, and this is just a general snow. However, temperatures are right around the freezing mark, and that's allowing for much of the snow to melt on contact, keeping the roads just maybe a slushy coating here and there. And through the daylight hours, we should be fine for driving.
Dave Thomas of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo, as always, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, Jay.